It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 7th, 2019. Today is the birthday of Soviet Communist Revolutionary Leon Trotsky, born in 1879 in Yanovka, Ukraine, then in the Russian Empire. Born Lev Davidovich Bronstein, his revolutionary activity as a young man spurred the first of several exiles to Siberia. He waged Russia's 1917 revolution alongside Vladimir Lenin. As commissar of war in the new Soviet government, he helped defeat forces opposed to Bolshevik control. As the government developed, he engaged in a power struggle against Joseph Stalin, which he lost, leading to his exile again, and eventually to his murder. His parents were prosperous Jewish farmers. When he was 8 years old, he went to school in Odessa. And then in 1896, he moved to Nikolaev in the Ukraine for his final year at school. While there, he became enthralled with Marxism. In 1897, he helped found the South Russian Workers' Union. He was arrested within a year and spent 2 years in prison before being tried, convicted, and sent to Siberia for a 4-year sentence. While in prison, he met and married Alexandra Lvovna, a co-revolutionary who'd also been sentenced to Siberia. While there, the couple had 2 daughters. In 1902, after serving only 2 years of his sentence, he escaped exile, abandoning his wife and daughters. On forged papers, he changed his name to Leon Trotsky and managed to make his way to London, where he joined the Socialist Democratic Party and met Lenin. In 1903, he married his second wife, Natalia Ivanovna. The couple had 2 sons. During his early years with the Social Democratic Party, there were often disputes among the leadership over its form and strategy. Lenin argued for a small party of professional revolutionaries who would lead a large contingent of non-party supporters. Julius Martov advocated for a larger, more democratic organization. Trotsky tried to reconcile these 2 factions, resulting in numerous clashes with both groups. Many of the Social Democrats, including the ambitious Stalin, sided with Lenin. Trotsky's neutrality was seen as disloyal. After the success of the revolution in 1917, he was favored by Lenin, who made him the head of the Red Army. His rivalry with Stalin intensified after Lenin's death, and between 1925 and 1928, Trotsky was gradually pushed from power and influence. Stalin discredited his role in the revolution and his military record. Eventually, he was banished from the Soviet Union and settled in Mexico. However, even this distance was not enough to put him beyond the reach of Stalin's wrath. On August 20, 1940, Trotsky was sitting at his desk in his study in Mexico City when an undercover agent for the Soviet Union's secret police attacked him with an axe, puncturing his skull. He died a day later at age 60. Some historians believe that if he had not subordinated himself to Lenin during the Bolshevik Revolution, the history of the Soviet Union might have been very different. However, Trotsky had allowed his intelligence and his arrogance to antagonize those less able than himself, and in the end he alienated many around him, allowing deceitful men like Stalin to take full advantage. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 7th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.